Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I'd like to share with you a court event coming up this week. Here at Bob and Yart Live, there are always things going on, and we have been somewhat aggressive, more so in more recent years, getting restraining orders against, you know, people out there in radio land, the general public, who harass, threaten, intimidate. So we have a court date coming up this week. And then there's Google, because of their bias, promoting the absurdity that blacks cannot be racist. That we've been condemning that for decades here on Bob and Yart Live. That's dehumanizing. It's dehumanizing to say that blacks cannot be racist, but that's the left-wing agenda, right? They don't care about human beings. They think we're all just animals anyway, so what's the difference to them? Hillary and Bill Clinton are saying they want to help Haiti, and that means they want to plunder Haiti once again after yet another natural disaster. And Haitians are saying, are you kidding us? How you robbed us of tens of millions of dollars, maybe hundreds of millions. You plundered us in our suffering after the earthquake, and now with this Hurricane Matthew, now you're going to do it again? So the Clintons have brought public corruption to an art form. And everything they touch gets corrupted, right? So it's not only the DNC, and the chairman of the DNC had to step down. Because, you know, with the Tom Brady Deflategate, the accusation that he was deflating the footballs to make it easier to crush his opponents. Well, imagine if it wasn't Brady, if it wasn't the equipment manager. Imagine if it were the referees, and the referees had been helping one of the teams win. Now, that's really a scandal, right? Well, that's what happened at the DNC. The DNC, they're supposed to be the referees, neutral, to see who their constituents want to represent them as a candidate for president. And so when the DNC is biased toward Hillary and against Bernie Sanders, that's like the referees in on the fix. But the point of the Clintons corrupting everything they touch, so Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to step down as the head of the DNC. And now with the latest WikiLeaks email scandal, it turns out that Donna Brazile, the new head of the DNC, also was helping the Clinton campaign. And so it wasn't Debbie, it wasn't Donna, it was Hillary. Hillary is corrupting everything she touches. And so the media is corrupted by their support for Hillary, and the FBI, and the FBI director, and the whole Justice Department, and the Obama administration. Not that these groups were not already corrupt in their rebellion against God and their hatred of the innocent, of innocent children, so much hatred that they're willing to celebrate the dismembering of innocent children to kill them. Hillary corrupts everything she touches. So we want to talk about that. Also, the Paris terrorist attacks. Remember, 130 people murdered? Hundreds more injured? 100 people severely injured by 9 terrorists? Turns out most of them had mixed in among the refugees and entered France that way. And Hillary, you know, Hillary hacks. She's a hack, and she was hacked, right? And she has acknowledged in these now hacked emails that she knew that terrorists were in with the refugees. She acknowledges that, just the way she acknowledged to her daughter Chelsea and to others in email after Benghazi that this is a terrorist attack. And then she lied to the public. Well, everybody knew she's lying, but they lied anyway. This is one of those instances where she said in the latest battle in the war of 2016, when she said, I will not allow anyone to enter this country who's a threat to this country. What is she going to do? Personally review all 55,000 additional Syrian refugees, additional to what Obama's already bringing in? She has admitted in her emails, and the director of the FBI has admitted that there's not even the paperwork available to vet refugees. So we want to talk about that, including the fact that in the past, accepting refugees was different. People desperate to come to America because of our culture and our prosperity. But now we're inviting people into America who hate us and who believe, many of them, that if you convert away from Islam, you should be killed. So this is a different time. This is not like in the past welcoming refugees. This is a different time. What else would we love to get to? The polls after the second debate, they were pretty funny. Also, we've got the self-driving automation that we've been talking about on this show and predicting that by 2020, there'll be a significant change in the trucking industry. So this news update, it's not about trucks, but it's about minivans. And so it's relevant. And then the Tinder date where the woman was desperate to get away. Much of their fight was recorded, an audio recording. And this guy that she met that night, she ends up in his apartment, 14 stories high in Australia. And she ends up dead trying to climb off of his balcony to get away from him. She's dead. And so all the dangers. And talk about recklessness. You know, a woman getting an app like Tinder and meeting a guy she never knew and going to his apartment. Whatever happened to courtship? Well, you have churches today, large churches. What percentage of churches dismiss the command in the New Testament if people are fornicating, they should not be members of the church? What percentage of churches over 300 people dismiss that systematically, that they disagree with God, they disagree with the New Testament, so that if a couple has been going to the church for a year and Sunday morning they're greeting the pastor and the woman says, well, my boyfriend and I, we woke up this morning and we've been fighting about something for weeks, and who do you think is right? And she basically tells the pastor they're sleeping together. What percentage of so-called Bible-believing, evangelical, fundamentalist churches that are 300 people or larger would say, well, you guys need to repent. You need to stop doing this. You cannot attend a Christian church if you're doing this. What percent? Because the Bible says a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And the churches who dismiss God's command in the New Testament, the pastor is corrupt. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. The pastor is leavened. And so this woman, because of the sexual immorality that permeates our culture, beginning in the pulpits, because they no longer care what God said about immorality, this woman is now dead. This woman is now dead. So there's a lot to talk about. I'd like to share with you guys. I won't give the details, but we have a court hearing this week. There have been, over the past couple years, we've increased our aggressiveness when people make threats, intimidation, harassment. Then we got the routine down. We got the paperwork right here. You go to court, you get a temporary restraining order. Then a couple weeks later, you get that converted to a permanent restraining order. And then the hate-filled or mentally ill or whatever person, people continue. And then you make a police report, and then there's arrest warrants. And then people are arrested. Then they go to jail. And so we've had, just in the past 12 months, multiple arrest warrants issued, multiple arrests. One person spent 100 days in jail, 100 days, and has just recently been released. Now, this week we have a court case, a totally unrelated case, and we'll let you know how that goes. But please pray for us that we have wisdom to know how to proceed. And you get wisdom. It's guaranteed. If you're humble before God, you get wisdom. It's guaranteed. It's one of the few guaranteed answers to prayer in the Bible. You know, you can pray for a new car. Don't count on it. You can pray for your bank account to get an extra 2 zeros added before the decimal place. Don't count on it. But you could pray for wisdom, and God will give you wisdom. Guaranteed. You know, wisdom isn't the end-all and the be-all, though. Wisdom is good. I mean, it's awesome. But Solomon had all the wisdom he needed, and he turned against God with a hatred and a rebellion and his fist shaking at God, and he built altars to Baal, to Molech, to these false gods. And God said, don't multiply wives. So he took 1,000 of them, 1,000 women in his harem. And he never repented, as far as we know in the Bible. So wisdom is so very important, but more important than wisdom is love, is the commitment for the good of someone. To love God, so you want to bless God, to love your neighbor, and even as the Bible says, to love yourself. So a lot of people are reckless with their lives. This woman who's dead right now, reckless. I mean, she doesn't deserve to be dead. And the guy, what is he, 30 years old? He's on trial for murder, and I'm thrilled that he is. But she was reckless to go with a man she never met to his apartment. That is reckless. All right, so that's our court hearing, and we'll let you know how that goes, Lord willing. Also, Google has been promoting so many left-wing, secular, materialist answers to questions in their systemic bias against conservatives, Christians, just as Facebook does, on our website, kgov.com. And people have asked me just this past week, we're at a gathering, that, Bob, why KGov? K-G-O-V, why that? Well, west of the Mississippi, radio stations and TV stations, they start with the letter K. Is that right? K. K-HOW Radio. We have in the studio the longtime audio engineer for Channel 7. What were the call letters for Channel 7 when you started there? KLZ? Come on! Channel 7? And what are they today? KMGH. That's right. I did not remember that. That's the famous Dave Kinzel here in the studio audience. And Dave also helped us get the Channel 7 news set years ago when they were upgrading to a new set. So here's Bob and Yurt live, and we come on Channel 53, full power, 5 million watts, on cable and satellite eventually in 80 cities around the country, and we come on with the Channel 7 news set. It was one of the funniest moments in the history of Denver television. It's just awesome. But anyway, thank you, David. Great to see you again. At any rate, KGov, KGOV.com, because we're west of the Mississippi, and GOV for government, but really it's God's government, kingdom authority. Government is authority, and kingdom authority flows from God. Yes, we have human governments, and yes, we have human laws, but every law in violation of God's law is no law at all. So when the Germans changed the law to kill the Jews, or to kill the handicapped, to euthanize them, or when Americans perverted the law to allow black people to be bought and sold like property, kidnap black people, when in the Bible it says kidnapping is a capital crime, right? So those laws were no laws at all because they were in violation of God's law. So you've got the bias built into Google against Christian, conservative Christian worldview outlets and for humanist secular outlets like Wikipedia, which is overrun by homosexuals, pro-aborts, pornographers, socialists, God-haters generally, and if you love God, then you haters, they hate you too. If they hate God and you love God, then they hate you too, right? Jesus said, if they hate you, they hated me first. So if they hate me, they'll hate you. It's not that we want to be hated, but it's an occupational hazard. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be hated. So Google has this bias that ends up promoting all left-wing, humanist, materialist, socialist ideas. And one of those is that blacks cannot be racist. That is dehumanizing. To have the ability to love, you need the ability to hate. And if someone hates people of another race, they are racist, and it doesn't matter how some idiot professor thinks he's going to redefine racism. If someone hates people of another race, they are racist. And everybody knows that. And what? In Africa, some blacks are not racist against other blacks? Of course they are. And what? In Korea, in Thailand, in China, in India, people are not racist against one another? You don't have to be white to be a racist. I mean, people who hate those of another race are racist. Some guy from Australia has been emailing me this week, and I sent him an email back, and I said, aside from the Jews, what other race do you hate? And he is trying to make examples from the Old Testament, from the Hebrew Scriptures, to defend his perversion. And, you know, his perversion is in the insane world we live in where there are no moral standards. His perversion is sort of increasingly common. But so he quotes the Old Testament in a positive way only to try to destroy the moral foundation that God revealed in the Bible. Isn't it something? How people like Hillary can quote the Bible when their goal is to undermine and mock the scriptures. Then they're very good at it, actually. All right, so Google's bias, the claim we've been debunking for decades here on Bob and Yurt Live, that blacks cannot be racist, that is dehumanizing. And it has set up a generation of blacks, especially in the inner city, to be seething in their hatred of whites, seething. And they're justified in it by their subculture, right up to their college professors in the New York Times and Google now, saying, well, you can't be a racist because you don't have the power. You don't have the power. I thought there was black power. What? One black businessman can't be racist against a white interviewee who he hates because he's white? So he doesn't hire him. That's an example of racism, just as if a white has the same attitude against the black. Okay, so forget about Martin Luther King Jr.'s vision of a colorblind society. Forget about that. You've got the left. You've got the progressives. You've got the liberals. You've got the humanist. You've got the methodological naturalist. How's that for a term? Methodological naturalism. You got the scientific materialists. So in Paris, I already mentioned this, but just again briefly, of the 9 terrorists who Islamic terrorists, which it was funny in the latest front in the war of 2016, when one of the debate opponents said to the other, you can't even say the words Islamic terrorism, then the opponent was not able to say those words. Couldn't say the words. About a half a year ago, she said, I could say them, radical Islamism. I was like, what do you mean radical Islamism? Do you realize the people listening to you went to public school? I have no idea what you're talking about, radical Islamism. It's like Barack Obama talking about ISIL. Nobody knows who ISIL is, Barack. You're so elitist, you can't even speak the way the everyday American speaks. It's ISIS, it's not ISIL. Nobody cares about the Levant, Brock. All right, so at any rate, the Paris terrorists, Islamic terrorists, six of the nine snuck into Europe with the refugees. That was six of the nine. Around the world, we're finding Islamic terrorists. And when Hillary admitted this in one of the emails to her campaign manager that was hacked, just another dump of 1,000 emails in the last 24 hours, it is hysterical. I mean, the New York Times, the Boston Globe, the media generally working with the Clinton campaign to get Hillary Clinton nominated and then to get her elected. And every human being has the God-given right to free speech. So that doesn't violate God's law for a newspaper outlet to promote a candidate, but it violates their own self-proclaimed ethics that they are unbiased journalists. They're not journalists. They're part of the DNC. They're part of the Democratic Party. That's all they are. And that's why, by the way, if you've ever wondered why the Democrats want to get money out of politics and the Republicans say, well, it's a matter of free speech. If you're wealthy and you want to print 300,000 flyers and mail them to the people of your state, that's your right, your God-given right of free speech, to print your flyers and distribute them. That's your God-given right to free speech. So it's not that the Republicans are righteous on this issue and the Democrats are evil. It's just like a broken clock that's right twice a day. The Republicans realize that the media is overwhelmingly Democratic. So the Democrats, like Hillary Clinton, want to get money out of politics because they own the media. The media is theirs. So they get hundreds of millions of dollars in effective campaign contributions from NBC, ABC, CBS, CNBC, Time Magazine, Newsweek, the LA Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and so on. They get it all for free. And so if you got all money out of politics and it was only the media we heard from, then the Democrats would win every election. That's why they want to get money out of politics. And Hillary, whose campaign has been working with super PACs, which is against the law, which is also exposed by the latest trove of hacked emails. Hillary hacks. She's a hack, and she was hacked. So if Hillary really desired, as she said at that debate, to get big money out of politics, she could have just refused the over $100 million that flowed into her for the campaign. And she could refuse to be working with the super PACs. But she's just a hypocrite. We all know that. If someone will kill innocent children, do you think they'll lie? You think they'll lie? Like when that one doofus of a candidate said in the debate, worse than doofus, child killer, socialist, pro-sodomite, all that. When he said, my opponent got a subpoena from Congress and then deleted the evidence, 33,000 emails deleted after they were subpoenaed. And Hillary says, that's not true. Everyone knew it was true. Everyone. Her estranged husband, who is sitting right there in the first row. I mean, they're still married, but they're effectively estranged. Her estranged husband sitting there in the front row with the look on his face, the look to end all looks, with the women that he sexually assaulted, sexually harassed, and raped in the same room with him and his daughter and his wife. How's that to put a look on your face? Just go to kgov.com. You'll see that look on our homepage today with the four women, actually, when you count the 12-year-old girl who was raped, who's there now as a grown-up woman, condemning Hillary for laughing about helping her rapist get away with the crime. Hillary is on tape laughing about it, and you could listen to it. We've got it at kgov.com/Hillary, and you'll see the look of all looks right there. So everyone knew she was lying when the one opponent said, after you received a federal subpoena, you deleted the evidence, you deleted the emails, and she comes on and she says, that's a lie. Her estranged husband knew it was not a lie. Her daughter knew it was not a lie. The chairman of the DNC knew it was not a lie. Every person in the debate hall, the moderators knew it was not a lie. Why didn't the moderators challenge Hillary and say, Hillary, that wasn't a lie? Why not? Everyone watching knew it wasn't a lie. Everyone knows it's a lie, but Hillary corrupts everything she touches, just like Jezebel in the Old Testament. And we've studied Jezebel recently at Denver Bible Church. By the way, do you get our Bible studies from Denver Bible Church? If you go to kgov.com, click on the store, you can get our monthly Bible studies, audio, video, downloads, our seminars. And if you can't afford one of our resources, we've said this for decades, we will make them available to you at whatever you can afford. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee on everything. And so if you haven't been getting our Bible studies, you might just love them, because they are directly relevant to what's happening in your life, what's happening in the world. Because we are living in the Bible days. People say, boy, I wish I'd lived during the Bible days. You are living during the Bible days. These are the Bible days. You don't think so? Go with Denver Bible Church down to Planned Parenthood, the abortion mill. Just go there sometime, Tuesday through Saturday in the mornings. All right, so Hillary, in one of her hacked emails, acknowledges that terrorists are merging in with refugees. She wasn't talking about the refugees coming to the U.S., but what's the difference? Terrorists from the Middle East are merging in with refugees going from country to country. And in the past, when we took in refugees, it was very different from what is being forced on us today. Because Islam is not only a religion, it's a political ideology which seeks to dominate the world. And you have to be Islamic or you will be taxed and you will be harassed. And if you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, you will be beheaded. How's that for a religion of peace? Saudi Arabia has a law like that. So does Iran. So do what? Four other Muslim countries on the books, according to the CIA and their own fact book, their own publications of the laws in the nations around the world. So, and you can find that at our website, kgov.com/terror. And you could also find at kgov.com/Hillary. That's our landing page on everything Hillary that you'll want to see. If you haven't seen the meme there, forget about Bill Clinton's look. That's there too. But if you haven't seen our Hillary meme, it's undoubtedly the meanest Hillary meme ever produced. And it's the Hillary dating technique. That's what it is. It's intense. Okay, we're out of time, but thank you for joining in. And hey, let's look to the Lord for wisdom to get through the next day. May God bless you.